2017 marks, in August 1st actually, marks my 20th anniversary, or my 20th year of ministry. Not yet, we'll clap later. August 1st, I was ordained in the ministry. So it's almost been 20 years that I've been a pastor. And if you ever wondered about the real power of God, that God has gotten me through 20 years of ministry, there you go. It's pretty amazing. And I've learned a lot over 20 years of ministry. Now, one of the things I've learned is that I can have my emotions and my heart moved by songs that are played on the organ, and songs that are played with drums and guitar, songs that are played on the piano, songs that are played by all manner of instruments. It doesn't matter if they're traditional or praise and worship. I can be moved and be taken to a place of relationship with God. I've learned that over my 20 years. I've learned that the Holy Scriptures change your life. They do. Reading the Bible has changed me more than anything else in this whole world. Hearing the words of promise that have helped me to find a sense of solace and grace in my life, but also being called to account and challenged to live differently, to live a life of following Jesus. The Scriptures change our life, and I give so many thanks for the wonderful opportunities I've had to read the Bible with you and with others, and how I've been shaped by that experience. I've learned never to ask my wife Heidi what she thinks of my sermon unless I really want to know. I've learned that church league softball is way more cutthroat than just regular softball. I've learned that just because I'm a pastor, it doesn't mean that I don't want to wring the necks of my children during worship as they are sitting beside me not listening. I have learned as a pastor that so often the people of God do not give themselves enough credit for what you're capable of doing as the people of God, indeed for what you do as the people of God. I have seen the work of the people of God that has been so amazing and has been so enlightening to me. As someone who's trying to lead, I have witnessed your faithfulness, and it has been inspiring. Indeed, I've learned so much walking this almost 20 years of ministry. But I think if I had to point to one thing that I have learned the most, it is something that is kind of a part of the lessons that we heard today from Leviticus and from our gospel lesson. And it's that there is this centrality to following Jesus that I would not have expected, but it is most certainly true. It is that following Jesus Christ, being one who seeks to listen and to obey the words of Jesus, it means that we will be called to be vulnerable. That vulnerability is at the very heart of following Jesus. Every single Sunday you come in here and you sit there and you look up. And notice what you look up at. Notice the cross. And we see someone in a posture. Could it be any more vulnerable than Jesus on the cross? What I've learned is that vulnerability is hard. In our world, we will go to any length to make sure that we are safe, that we are secure. In many ways, that that we are in control. We will go to great lengths so that we might find comfort and ability to not be in harm's way. And there's nothing wrong with that. Indeed, we should do that. Our entire species has been built over generations and millennia of learning how to keep ourselves safe so that we can exist into yet another day, whether that was keeping ourselves safe from the big cats or the animals that sought to get us, or whether that is now, today, beekeeping ourselves safe from weapons of mass destruction or those terrorists who are indeed in our world. Keeping ourselves safe is at the heart of who we as humans are called to be. Yet the one we are called to follow as Christians is one who offers us an alternative reality. That true power is found ultimately in a willingness to be vulnerable. As we hear the words from Leviticus today of loving your neighbor as yourself, as we hear these words today from our gospel lesson that call us to seek out reconciliation with others, we are reminded that the only way that that happens, or indeed the primary way that that happens, is that vulnerability is present. Think of your own lives and the reconciliation moments that you have had. Think about the moments when you have offered yourself for the benefit of your neighbor. There is involved in that some sense of vulnerability where we put ourselves out there where we might be hurt, where we might experience our own cross. I don't know about you, but I don't like being vulnerable. Do you? I don't like being vulnerable. I don't like putting myself in positions to be vulnerable, but I know that to follow this Jesus, I must. And you must. The only way that the open tomb, the new life salvation promise of Jesus happened is because God became vulnerable to the creation. That God, as St. Paul says, emptied himself into our world in the person of Jesus, who allowed himself to suffer at our own hands so that we might find and experience salvation for our lives, for salvation life, for kingdom living to occur. Friends, there will be times where we will have to be vulnerable. And it will be scary. It will be hard. It will be maddening. And we won't want to do it. Yet we must. We must. We have to. In fact, I believe that's maybe one of the ways that we can get to a place where there is reconciliation in our anxious world, when we are willing to be vulnerable so that others might have an opening into new life with us. Kingdom living is not for the faint of heart. I've told you that many times. What I've learned in almost 20 years of ministry is that when we offer ourselves in vulnerability to our neighbors and to our spouse, to our children, to those strangers we may not even know, when we offer ourselves in vulnerability, kingdom work happens. Reconciliation occurs. New life is made real. It doesn't happen all the time. And there will be times when we will experience our own cross. And after you do, after I have, I've wanted to go back to that comfortable place of security and not being vulnerable at all. Yet I know that as I lock myself behind those closed doors of invincibility, I realize that I'm more alone. And the only way to move beyond that is to open that door and to step out and be vulnerable again. And as I have with you, with this ministry, with my wife, with my children, with my friends, with those who have caused me pain and hurt. Friends, I have witnessed and experienced new life. And so will you. For it is in the vulnerability of Jesus that we get the salvation promise of an empty tomb. And a salvation promise for your life. May it be so. In Jesus' name, amen.